This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Greetings, conversationalists. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here. Delighted to have you with me. The phone number across the nation, 877-973-7425, should you wish to be on the program. I have the pleasure of having on for the first time a great member of the United States Senate from one of the great states, the state of obviously the best beer in America, Miller Lite, Wisconsin. It happens to be Senator Ron Johnson. How are you?
I'm doing well, Eric. And let me start by just saying how happy I was to hear about the positive test results of your wife. That was really good news. Glad to hear it. Thank you.
I sure appreciate it. Senator, look, I know you want to talk about Fawny Willis, and I want to talk to you about that. But forgive me, I want to ambush you real quick because I want to play some audio I just got. And I don't know that you've heard this. And if not, you should hear this. This is Bill Malugan last night on the border, and this happened.
Where are you guys from? What country?
Pakistan.
Pakistan.
India.
India. Where are you from?
Turkey.
Turkey?
Yeah.
Turkey. Okay.
India.
India. Where are you guys from?
Turkey.
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 Where are you guys from?
China.
China.
Ecuador.
Ecuador? Where are you guys from?
India.
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 India. India. Sagar Baba.
India. India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
India.
All India?
India.
India. Iran.
Iran.
You're all from Iran. Why'd you come?
No freedom.
No freedom?
That is, Senator, that's Bill Malugan. This happened last night at the southern border. I mean, I know that there are people coming across who aren't from Central and South America, but I'm kind of stunned in one location at the southern border. You've got that many people from India, Turkey, Iran, China, and yet this administration continues to go on TV and say the border's secure.
No, the human trafficking rings are pretty well run like a well-oiled travel agency. And so they'll accept all comers. You've got non-governmental organizations coordinating a lot of this. And by the way, a lot of taxpayer money goes into those non-governmental organizations. We've heard reports now that one of them is handing out a slip of paper to the migrants before they come to America, say, vote for, when you get to America, vote for Joe Biden. So this is a clear and present danger. We've known for quite some time that more than 150 nations have been represented in the people who have come to this country illegally. The human traffickers, sex traffickers, the members of some of the most brutal gangs in Mexico, South and Central America, Venezuela is opening up its jail. I mean, this is obviously a problem. And unfortunately, Democrats, they don't want to solve the problem. They're looking for political cover. And so they're going to bring up this awful border bill again tomorrow. It'd be worse than doing nothing. It's a mess. And unfortunately, most in the mainstream press have not covered this properly. They've given a short shrift.
Right. They really have. And look, I apologize. I know that wasn't why you called in, but I just saw that video. It's like, man, if you haven't heard it, you need to hear it. It's just crazy, that many people. But now the reason I wanted to chat with you is the Fawny Willis investigation that you and Senator Grassley have begun looking into, and this misuse of federal funds in the Fulton County DA's office. And I've heard this situation happens around the country where DAs get grants, and then suddenly there's lots of swag in the office, and it's just interesting that it appears to be happening there.
Well, you know, it's unfortunate. She just had a primary. That would have been the moment where the citizens of Fulton County in Georgia threw her out of office for just being a corrupt individual. But what did she get, 87% of the vote? Mm-hmm. But, she is obviously a thoroughly corrupt individual. There's all kinds of reports. Senator Grassley and I, we caught wind of this with a report in the Washington Free Beacon. Apparently there was an individual who lost their job when that individual brought to her attention the fact they were misusing federal grants. So that gives us the opportunity to write an oversight letter. This is about $2.5 million worth of grants, one for $500,000 on youth centers. I think it's received in like 2020. It hasn't opened up yet. Another one for sex testing kits that don't seem to purchase very many sex testing kits. So we've written her an oversight letter requesting information on all the grants that she's received, you know, a detail of how that money has been spent, and all communications surrounding those grants in terms of how they intended to spend them and how it actually was spent.
So I'm looking at the letter that you guys sent last week, and it says in fiscal year 2020, the Fulton DA's office received $2 million in federal funding for the Sex Assault Kit Initiative. Data published by Fulton County from 2020 to 23 shows the Fulton DA's office spent approximately 49% of its Sex Assault Kit Initiative funding on travel and conferences, such as hotels, airfare, and rental cars, and 28% on professional services such as forensic and DNA testing. And you probably aren't aware, being not from Georgia, but actually there's been this huge issue in the state of Georgia generally that the level of testing for rape kits and the like is really far behind, and the Fulton DA had promised to expedite, but it doesn't sound like they're expediting anything.
And the federal government gave her $2 million to expedite that. This is not an unusual problem in other areas of the country. And, of course, when you can't test for DNA, you can't prosecute, you can't convict people, you can't throw them in jail. So it is a big issue. Sexual crime victims require justice. They deserve justice. And one of the ways to get justice is with these DNA kits and test kits. And when you basically waste at least half, if not three-quarters of $2 million in federal grant money, that needs to be investigated, and that's what Senator Grassley and I are doing.
And in fiscal year 2020, Fulton County received $500,000 to establish the Fulton County Center for Youth Empowerment and Gang Prevention Center. The purpose was to provide professional development, academic mentorships, and a community network, yet the center is not open, and it's closed to the public, and its gates padlocked. Still, all these years later, it doesn't seem like there's been any progress.
Yeah, I realize the wheels of government turn slowly, but when you get $500,000 and you apparently already had a building available, but that's still closed and padlocked, you haven't, it's, again, not a very good use of federal money, but that's just a problem across the board, Eric, because we waste so much in terms of federal expenditures, mm-hmm. when we can't afford to. We're $35 trillion in debt. We're mortgaging our kids' future, and at a minimum, Congress should be doing oversight, which is what Senator Grassley and I are doing. I hope that the DA Willis actually responds to our oversight letter.
Yeah, I was going to ask you the state of play here, that she should respond or not, and whether she does or not, what are the next steps that you guys can do, particularly since you're not in the majority in the Senate? How far can you go into looking into this?
We'll hopefully get the majority, and then we can subpoena her. And I know Chairman Jordan has been doing investigating as well, so we'll do everything we can to cooperate with his investigation. But, again, the American public deserves to know how their tax dollars are being spent, how they're being wasted, and who is wasting them. And again, unfortunately, D.A. Willis survived her primary challenge and will probably coast to re-election. It's kind of bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, for all the talk about Republicans just being so dyed in the wool and not being open to evidence that maybe they should change their vote, we see this with Democrats as well, even though they like to take the high horse. And here in Fulton County, the massive amount of money that it misspent, and in addition to the massive amount of money trying to be spent on this prosecution of former President Trump, that's just a clown show. It's unfortunate. I'm glad you guys are engaged in oversight. While I've got you, I do want to talk to you about this. If you win the Senate, you have the opportunity to pursue this further. I'm feeling pretty good right now about our recruits around the country trying to get them to November on the ballot. I mean, Joe Manchin out, it looks like we're going to pick up that Senate seat automatically, but it looks like we're headed in the right direction.
I've got my fingers crossed. So one of the things I'm trying to do now that Leader McConnell has announced that he will not seek election as the majority leader or minority leader, but let's hope majority leader in the next Congress, is we've had time to engage in a process that I've been trying to lead to develop a mission statement, a set of principles to guide our actions, goals. You know, what do we stand for? What are we willing to fight for? And I proposed a one-sentence mission statement for the Senate Republican Conference: to fight and defeat the ideology and policies of the radical left that are destroying America. I think that'd be a pretty good mission statement for the Republican Party in general. We need to wake up. We need to understand that the radical left, which is the Democratic Party, they are literally destroying this country. You know, the open borders, the massive deficit spending, war on fossil fuels, the, you know, the whole identity politics, critical race theory, the transgenderism, where we are mutilating little children on its altar. They've got to be stopped. They've got to be defeated. And as Republicans, we need to come together. We have differences in our ranks. There always will be. But we ought to be united in our mission to defeat the radical left, because they are literally destroying America.
Amen. Senator, while I've got you here, you've mentioned twice now that our national debt being over $34 trillion. I always cynically get people who come to me and say, well, you guys on the right, the Republicans, y'all are just as guilty as the Democrats. I mean, when I'm assuming people assault you with this question as well. How do you respond? What is the Republican plan to get rid of this? What is, I think, our real national security issue, our near bankruptcy?
Well, first of all, point out the actual numbers. In 2019, we spent $4.4 trillion. Then you had the pandemic. Again, I think we spent way too much money in our response there, spent $6.5 trillion. We've never spent less than $6 trillion since then. We've never returned to a reasonable baseline. This year, we'll spend about 6.9. Biden is proposing 7.3. We've increased other mandatory spending by about $680 billion. About the same amount that Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid has gone up in that same time period. So it starts with actually understanding the reality. I know when we've discussed our omnibus in December of 2022, I asked my Republican colleagues and the Washington Press, hey, anybody know how much we spent last year? Nobody knew, because we never talk about it. So it starts there. Then once you have these massive numbers, again, how can you justify that? Rick Scott's got a great analogy. He says our population has grown 2%. Since 2019, and spending is up 60%. How can you possibly justify that? Now, part of the problem is the increased interest rate because of 40-year high inflation, but that's just a portion of it. You know, take a look at that other mandatory spending that, you know, who's asleep at the switch to let that grow? And then all these programs, you know, we have funding government that is being weaponized against Americans. I know that's going to be a big initiative of President Trump to attack the deep state. And that's, again, I think there is so many opportunities. We just need to get our act together.
That's well said. Senator, listen, first, thank you for stopping by. I hope to be on the radio in Wisconsin very soon, regularly. And two, thank you for your work pursuing Fannie Willis on this stuff. Among all the other great things you're doing in D.C., it's just great to hear your voice.
I appreciate the opportunity. Stay well.
Absolutely. You too. Senator Ron Johnson, senator from Wisconsin, pursuing with Chuck Grassley of Iowa the allegations against Fannie Willis of misspending federal money. You know, listen, when you pursue a former president of the United States, of course, the spotlight's going to be on you. Your sins will be exposed. And yes, as he said, this is something that should have probably in her primary come up. But the reality, in all honesty, is that she was going to win re-election in Fulton County because she's prosecuting Donald Trump. But now let's put the spotlight on the misspending inside the Fulton County DA's office.
He'll do the research and give it to you straight. Eric Erickson is live every weekday. Get the podcast, live stream, email, and social media links by texting Eric to 33777 now.
Welcome back. It is Eric Erickson here across the nation. The phone number, 877-973-7425. If you're listening on my flagship station today, I'll be with you till 7 p.m. tonight. Long day on the radio, keeping you guys entertained, but we can talk about really specific local stuff then. Now, I got to tell you guys, my daughter, you know, she graduated from high school last week, and her class really struggled with senior pranks. And the reason they struggled with senior pranks is because the senior class last year, when it graduated, went way overboard. They came into the school in the middle of the night. They threw garlic above the ceiling tiles. They left rotten stuff behind. They got water all over carpets. It mildewed, and the school had to pull out carpets and replace ceiling tiles. And it was so bad. The school, they had a sense of humor about it, even though it really was too far. And the seniors this year did not want to replicate it, nor did the school want them to replicate it. And so it was kind of funny what they did. They pranked some of their favorite teachers at their homes, and it was very innocuous, nothing bad. But then the teachers pranked them by taking their diplomas out of their diploma folders at graduation. So when they sat back down and opened their diplomas, they did not pass certificates instead of diplomas. Well, I just found a school that has beaten everybody, a senior class somewhere in America. God bless them. I would contribute to them. They hired a bagpiper to follow their principal wherever he went. And the guy, from the moment school started until the moment the school ended, marched behind the principal everywhere the principal went, at recess, in the lunchroom, down the street. And the principal, he took it with this man himself is a saint. The principal took it with good humor to have a bagpiper follow him around the entirety of the day, and did not punch him. Wow. Good for them. That up the ante. I made sure my kids know. Here is your stunt for the next senior class. I am willing to write the check. You know, as an aside, you know, kids, when they graduate from school, they do pomp and circumstance. Dun, 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 and you get tired of it. My kid's school, if you're at a school, I cannot recommend this enough. They had a bagpiper. And so the bagpiper marched in, leading the faculty, and then played as all the seniors marched in, and then he exited. It was fantastic. A bagpiper, instead of pomp and circumstance, and he didn't do pomp and circumstance. It was fantastic. I cannot recommend it enough. I've never seen that before, and it's so much better than pomp and circumstance. I mean, listen, I get it. Pomp and circumstance, great British anthem, Elgar and all of that, but yeah, it's kind of overdone. The bagpiper was exquisite. Enjoyed it. It really made the graduation. When we come back, there is new data from Harvard, no less, from Harvard. What are the groups Americans hate the most? Oh, there are a number of interesting groups on the list that Americans hate. I mean, really, Americans hate some groups, but the data is extremely striking as to the groups most Americans hate. Wait until you hear who they are, from Harvard, no less. But first, I got to tell you about a group I love, Vision Computers, and you will too if you use them. To buy a computer, build a computer, they will take care of you better than the one-size-fits-all big box store, and you get their award-winning customer service as part of the package. It's free. You can call them at any time. If you have a question in 15 seconds or less, you get the answer to your Google search. I mean, you faster than a Google search, you get the answer. But here's the thing. If you don't have a computer from Vision, let's say you work at a dentist's office, your lawyer's office, an accountant, whatever, you got computers, and you want your employees to be good at their job, not at their computers, for $179 a year, not a month, but a year per computer, Vision Computers can be your tech support solution. So your employees, instead of having to get online, try to figure out, my computer doesn't do something. How does this program load? I need to delete this. I need to add this. My email's not working. Vision Computers can do it for your employees. They get the phone number, and in 15 seconds or less, they get the answer. Vision can even remote in and take care of stuff for them. So your employees are great at their jobs. They don't have to be great at their computers. 404 Compute. Tell Vision I sent you. You'll even save some money. 404 Compute or visioncomputers.com.
Smart, fearless, and occasionally funny. You're listening to The Eric Erickson Show.
Greetings, welcome. It is Eric Erickson here, and I am delighted to have you with me. The phone number is 877-973-7425 if you would like to be on the program. Harvard In the New England, they don't use the letter R like the rest of us, so it's Harvard. Harvard Harris poll has surveyed Americans on groups you like or don't like. The president of the United States, Joe Biden, and the Democrats have made a decision that they want to run not just against the Donald Trump campaign. They want to run against MAGA. MAGA Republicans. And I got to tell you, my encounters sometimes with the most hardcore of Trump supporters, I sometimes, like, you know, I've been harassed by the left and the right for years, and the Trump supporters tend to be the most obnoxious when they harass you, and I can't understand why. Because, like, y'all, I'm actually on your side. I may not care for him, but I liked his policies. I can't understand why I'm not sufficiently loyal. You're, like, worse than, like, the trans activists who harass me. I don't get it. There's a sensitivity there, then, and a victimization there, an internalized victimization. And the Democrats have decided that they are going to run against that. And the public, it turns out, if Harvard Harris is to be believed, actually has a negative view of MAGA Republicans. 40% of Americans have a favorable impression, 43% an unfavorable unfavorable view, so a net negative 3% favorability. There's a problem for Democrats. Yeah, a plurality of Americans don't particularly care for MAGA, although in the margin of error, it's kind of tied. There's a problem for the Democrats in this. You know who Americans really hate? Campus protesters, 57% of Americans do not like them. The Palestinian Authority, 50% of Americans do not like them, only 20% do. 64% of Americans dislike China. 50% of Americans hate Antifa, only 17% like them. 65% of Americans hate Hamas, only 14% like them. So the Biden campaign has decided they're going to run against MAGA, where 43% of Americans dislike them, and they're going to align themselves with the campus protesters, where 57% of Americans dislike them, and Hamas, 65% of Americans dislike them, and Antifa, 50% of Americans dislike them. Joe Biden has decided to align himself with some of the most despised groups in the country in order to run against MAGA, where it's basically tied as to whether or not people like him or dislike him, and about 20% of Americans don't even have an opinion of him. You know some of the groups that actually are very favorable? 75% of Americans like the police. 82% like the military. 53% of Americans support Ukraine, and 53% support Israel. And 51% of Americans support and like the United States Supreme Court. A plus 13% favorability rating. Fox News, more Americans like Fox News than dislike it. 48% to 41%, where at CNN it's 44 approve, 43% disapprove, and at MSNBC it's 39% approve, 38% disapprove. So Fox News has a higher favorability rating than CNN or MSNBC. Notable there. Black Lives Matter is actually 45% favorable, 43% unfavorable. Americans do not like left-wing groups. They may not like MAGA per se. They may not like MAGA, but they really hate the left. And that should be a warning sign for the Democrats. As the Democrats continue to advance leftism in America, there's no reasonable moderation from the Democrats in this. There's no reasonable moderation in how the Democrats have decided to advance their agenda in the country. And now I want to go back to the Bill Mulligan audio that I played for Ron Johnson, because there's a tie in here. This, again, if you missed it in the last half hour, this is Bill Mulligan. He's at the southern border. Specifically, Malugin is, let me get you the geography of where he is. This is Yucumba, California. This is Southern California. This isn't Texas. This isn't New Mexico or Arizona. This is an hour east of San Diego, in the San Diego sector in California, that has, as Texas has cracked down on the border in Texas, a lot of them have moved through into coming into the country in California. You've seen the videos of the speedboats rushing up onto shore and people jumping out, including many from China. This is Bill Malugin in California last night.
Where are you guys from? What country?
Pakistan.
Pakistan.
India.
India. Where are you from?
Turkey.
Turkey?
Yeah.
Turkey. Okay.
India.
Where are you guys from?
Turkey.
Where are you guys from?
China.
Ecuador.
Ecuador? Where are you guys from?
India.
Sagar Baba.
India. All India?
India.
Iran.
Iran.
You're all from Iran. Why'd you come?
No freedom.
No freedom?
Yes, in Iran. Iran is a dangerous country. Mm-hmm. No freedom for speak, for writing, for singing, mm-hmm. for thinking.
He's right about Iran. And we should not presume that all of the people coming are our enemies. But they still shouldn't be here. It shouldn't be that easy to cross our border. So just think about the logistics of this, too. They're flying into Mexico from Iran, halfway around the world from Mexico. They're flying in from Iran. And if they're flying in from Iran, they're probably going into Turkey. And then from Turkey flying to Mexico City. They're probably not direct flights from Tehran to Mexico. It's probably going into Turkey or Qatar, somewhere like that. And then flying into Mexico City and then making their way north, with money to pay the coyotes to bring them into the United States. Some of them, they might be foreign agents. Some of them, they might be Hezbollah. Some of them might be terrorists. Some of them might actually be genuinely fleeing countries like Iran. You know, there is a Iranian-Persian diaspora around the world. My heart actually breaks for the people of Iran, the descendants of the Persian Empire. They are some of the best people you're ever going to meet. They are extremely well-educated, extremely kind people who have lived through so much adversity at the hands of the mullahs and the ayatollah, and they are the most freedom-loving people I know. I follow a guy. He's a fitness influencer from Iran, actually lives in Canada. He and his wife were on vacation this past week as news came that the Iranian president had died. And he's been very vocal in the past about his support for the Iranian people and the plight of the Iranian people. And he had it very muted. It's just a picture of him and his wife on vacation drinking some champagne. And I texted him. He said he's got family in Iran. He did not want to be too jubilant in his celebration of the death of the butcher of Tehran because he didn't want repercussions to come to his family still in Tehran. This is the world they live in. It's something you and I don't appreciate in this country. There's this conservative bro movement now that we're all being persecuted in this country and we can't live our best life now because of the Democrats and the persecution of the left. Y'all, none of us are going to get a bullet in the back of the head tonight because of our political opinions. In Iran, you very well could. And if you're a woman, you could get raped before they put the bullet in the back of your head. So they're fleeing. The problem here, though, is that listen, India, why are the illegal aliens from India, from Pakistan, from China? This is a big red flag about the border. And so the Democrats have aligned themselves with a segment of society that most people hate, the campus protesters, the Hamas sympathizers, the anti-Semites. Joe Biden has placated them as best he can. And meanwhile, we've got these people pouring across the border, and it's big red flags. Special interest aliens, several of them, according to DHS, were special interest aliens, meaning they came from countries with security concerns, and they should be vetted by the Department of Homeland Security. This is happening in California, a country that turns a blind eye to a lot of illegal immigration. There are all sorts of problems with all of this, and the Biden administration keeps telling us the border is secure. This does not look like a secure border to me. This is a campaign issue for Donald Trump. It's one of the reasons Donald Trump is winning. Joe Biden has created a border problem that did not exist before his presidency. He refuses to acknowledge it. He refuses to take responsibility for it. He says it's not a problem. Don't believe your eyes when it is. And we are undermining our national security. Even his own Federal Bureau of Investigation says it is very probable that terrorist agents have embedded inside this country through the porous border of the United States, and they are warning about potential attacks. And that's on Joe Biden, not on Donald Trump, not on Obama, not on Bush. It's on Joe Biden, who has been wrong about everything for 50 years, including the security of the border. Now, I want to go to the phones. Keith, you're going to be up next. Welcome to the show, Keith. How are you?
Hey, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Good.
Good. So I recently went through Army Leadership School, and I had to write a white paper on national security, so I chose the border. And I went to the Customs and Border Patrol website, and there's a sub-site called Stats, and it gives you the stats of every single thing. So I was going to read some numbers to you, and if you want, you can tell me what you think they are, or I can give them to you straight up.
Give them to me straight up.
All right. So for fiscal year 2023, on the terror watch list, this is both northern and southern border combined, 736 people on the terror watch list were detained. 501,368 rounds of ammunition were confiscated. 847 cases of ammunition were confiscated. 7,532 magazines were confiscated. 34,181 gun parts. 324 receivers. 357 scopes, 2,457 silencers, and 544 pieces of body armor were confiscated at the border. So, being an Army guy, for my white paper, I put it in Army perspective. So, the average infantry battalion has anywhere between 400 and about 500 soldiers in it. And then you can do the math on that. And then the average combat load for a soldier is 210 rounds. So if you take that 501,000 rounds divided by 210, how many combat-ready soldiers do you have?
Wow. Well, So, Keith, you know, there's a good progressive listening to us right now, and that progressive is listening to you talk about the rounds. But he didn't say clips. We don't know how many clips they had to be able to put the guns in, the bullets in. you can't fire without the clips. This is a wake-up call for every American, though, that this is happening. And because you look at that and you say, well, they confiscated it. Yes, but how many people got away? And there are an extreme number of gotaways that nobody wants to talk about.
And you can go on there and you can see, like, which ones were caught at ports of entry, which ones were caught in between. Mm-hmm. That 170 or so number they use for the southern border, that's caught in between ports of entry. And it's a lot higher. And previous years, like 2022 and 2021, were astronomically higher. So I don't know if they're messing with the numbers a little bit. But
it's enough to raise all sorts of red flags. Thanks for the data, Keith. I appreciate it very much. That's useful information. Y'all, you know, in addition to all the national security stuff that's happening, you've got China buying up the world's gold reserve. So I did look this up. So 4 out of every $5 of gold is being bought by the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. China's buying up two of those $4 itself. So half of it's going to China. They are banking on a fiscal ruin in this country, and Swiss America wants you to protect your hard-earned assets now. They want to help you do that. They've got a report for you to read called The Secret War on Cash. It is completely free. All you have to do is call or text my name, Eric, E-R-I-C-K, to 800-289-2646. The All-Out War on Cash includes digital forms of currency. It is spreading daily. You need to read The Secret War on Cash report from Swiss America. It is completely free to my listeners. All you do, mention my name, Eric, E-R-I-C-K, when you call or text 800-289-2646, that's 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. You can also go to SwissAmerica.com/Eric, E-R-I-C-K. But to make it easy, you can call or you can text my name, Eric, to 800-289-2646. Get the free report from Swiss America. Message and data rates may apply.
You can follow Eric around on social media at EW Erickson on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. And check him out at EWErickson.com. Want Eric's weekly recipes? They're super delicious. Text recipe to 33777 now.
Welcome back. It is Eric Erickson here. The phone number 877-973-7425, although it is actually probably too late to call in. Those of you listening on my flagship station, WSB, I'll be with you till 7 tonight. I get to take an hour timeout to go grab something to eat, and then I'll be back with you. All right. We got plenty of other stuff that now that I'm running down the clock, all the stuff I didn't get to, and one of them is this. There's a conservative Christian nonprofit. It's called Ocean Group Camp Meeting Association. It has controlled the beaches in Ocean Grove, New Jersey for 150 years. It was a Methodist group. It has maintained its conservative affiliations, and it's a very old location. It's controlled this town. And one of the things that it has done is it has blocked access to the beach on Sunday mornings until noon every day for 150 years. Everybody's got access to the beach, but they wait until noon on Sunday to, one, encourage people to go to church first so the lifeguards can go worship, but also to give the people who are on the beach, the monitors on the beach and the lifeguards on the beach, to give them a Sunday morning. Except two residents who are atheists decided to file a lawsuit, and the state of New Jersey has gone to war. The Department of Environmental Protection says blocking beach access to the public violates a coastal law, even though this organization was land-granted the land back before that law existed and has been able to enforce it. And now the state says they're not enforcing it. Now, you can say this is nuts. I get it. But also, one of the whole reasons that you have so many people in existential threat these days is because culture always is forced from the left, and it's always the right that has to conform to the left's cultural interests. So you can have a small town where they always pray before high school graduation, and then the atheist comes in, one atheist, and says, I don't want this anymore. And suddenly, the whole town has to abandon their tradition for one atheist. It never goes in the opposite direction. It's never all the atheists say, we're not going to pray, and the Christian comes in and says, I want a prayer before graduation. Nope, never works in that direction. It always works against the people of faith. And that's why so many people of faith in this country are in existential crisis right now and looking for a political savior from the left, because the left always forces their way. And by the way, that example of the atheist, that was me at my high school graduation in small town Louisiana. I had an atheist band teacher who objected to a prayer at graduation, a student-led prayer graduation, which should be fine according to the Supreme Court. The students chose to bring in a pastor to pray, not just have a student. And the atheist band professor, who was not from anywhere near the area, he was from New England, objected. And at the time, I remember I was in the principal's office when he came in to object, and the principal looked at me and says, Eric, I'm not the Supreme Court, are you? And I said, nope. And he said, well, I guess the preacher's going to pray tonight. And the band teacher left it alone. But it was that sense of entitlement that he thought he could come in and say, I object. Never mind, it was a long-held tradition in that community. People are supposed to be able to have communities of interest, and one heckler should not get a veto. And yet in this country, that heckler always gets the veto if they're a left-wing atheist. And that's why there are so many people on the right who are so furious right now and choosing to vote for Donald Trump.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.